From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. Iraqi armed forces moved in to take Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA the troops are clearing the city block by block. Egyptian prosecutors have ordered the head of Egypt's journalist union and two board members to be tried Saturday on charges of harboring colleagues wanted by the law and spreading what is called false news. The charges against Yahya Kalash, Khaled al-Balshi, and Gamal Abdel Rahim stem from a May 2nd police raid on the Egyptian journalist syndicate to apprehend two opposition journalists who had sought shelter inside. Monday's decision to charge the journalists comes as authorities try to quell rising dissent against President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
In consequence, Isenabri.
Former Chadian dictator Hissène Fabré has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Fabré of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution.
Victor Lieberman.
Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister after gaining the support of the cabinet and the parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's most polarizing politicians. He joins the cabinet as his Israel Beitenu party becomes a part of the coalition government. This is VOA News. NATO's Parliamentary Assembly Monday called on alliance nations to respond to a potential Russian threat against them. The Assembly issued the unanimous declaration after a 3-day meeting in Tirana. At a July summit in Warsaw, NATO leaders are expected to endorse putting more troops in Eastern Europe as part of a deter and dialogue strategy to deal with Russia. Speaking Monday in Poland, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO will station a rotating force on its eastern flank, specifically the Baltics and Poland. Also Monday, a Polish government official told the Reuters news agency that his country does not plan to renew its gas supply contract with Russia when the current agreement runs out in 2022. And Orb opinion poll done last week for the Daily Telegraph newspaper shows 51% of Britons want to stay in the European Union. With a referendum on the matter just weeks away, 46% of those surveyed said they wanted to leave. The Leave bloc grew by 4 points from a previous poll. 3% say they are undecided. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says no Muslim family should use birth control or engage in family planning. He said such practices were against Islamic tradition and that Muslims should multiply their descendants. Monday was Memorial Day in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama commemorated the nation's war dead, calling on Americans to help the families of fallen soldiers.
For us, the living, those of us who still have a voice, it is our responsibility, our obligation, to fill that silence with our love and our support and our gratitude, and not just with words, but with our actions.
Mr. Obama noted that less than 1% of Americans are in the military, meaning that many people do not know anyone currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Japanese and South Korean officials say they have detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning for a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. Japan has also ordered its naval destroyers to shoot down any projectiles that threaten its territory. A South Korean defense official said his country is maintaining combat readiness. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.